1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Our website is philhendryshow.com. We do want to get back to Chris Norton. We had some breaking news coming out of their camp, which is Speedos United. And I know, Chris, you got some new information.
That is correct, Phil. Huge area of interest for me is to work as a lifeguard at L.A. County. I think being a lifeguard at L.A. County is an honor. And L.A. County, Phil, is no longer using Speedo swimwear for their lifeguards. And that's what I wanted you to know, and I wanted the listeners to know.
Did they have L.A. County have a contract with Speedo?
L.A. County is paid by Speedo, or was paid by Speedo, to use their bikini trunks, which is the classic Speedo bikini bottom. L.A. County, though, has gone for the money, and they've gone to the Izod look. Izod is also a swimwear maker, Phil, and they make a baggy look. For those of you who are familiar with Speedo, it is a bikini trunk. Well, Izod is more of the baggy look.
I have a couple of, and I don't wear Speedos because I don't have the body for that, but I got a couple of pairs of trunks at home that are the big baggy kind of, you know, day-glow things.
Yeah, that's Izod. You know, I think it's a good look, Phil. I don't mean anything. I'm not talking against you or anything, but if you're built like you say you are, then that's a good look for you. You know?
No, I'm not a bodybuilder, man, that's for sure.
Well, I do work out. I do work on my body. I do a lot of work, probably work out, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. I also do weight training. I do aerobic training. I do a lot of swimming. I really take time. I do wax. Some guys are not into that. I do the overall look, okay? And that's why the Speedo is right for me.
Well, describe the Speedo trunk. Now, L.A. County lifeguards are not going to use the Speedo. They're wearing the Izod. You're with Speedos United, and you guys want the Speedo back?
That's correct, Phil. And
all right, well, describe the Speedo.
Well, I think we've all seen it. For those of you who've seen the Speedo, it is a bikini trunk that's a light, form-fitting, aerodynamic. The lifeguard looks good in or out of the water. But more to the point, the tight bikini Speedo trunk produces an image for the lifeguard of the L.A. area where, quite frankly, Phil, it gives support to our package portions of the, you know, the package area.
And it gives you good support.
It does give support to me because I'm, like a lot of guys, you know, I need that. I probably need it more than most guys do.
Now, what's happening with what's wrong with Izod?
Well, Izod is a loose, baggy, water catches in the pockets. I don't think it looks good. It'll weight the lifeguard down while he's trying to save a swimmer, perhaps. More importantly, if you make the lifeguards wear baggy shorts, then a lot of the very attractive women are not going to be hanging out talking to them, and they will probably won't come to the beach. And who knows, Phil? I mean, I know the lifeguards.
Women won't come to the beach because there won't be lifeguards good looking to look at?
I think a lot of women won't come to the beach, yeah.
Because why? Because they can't see the guy's body in a Speedo?
Because these guys are going to be wearing baggy Izod. And if you don't have people at the beach, the parking fees go down. The Speedo keeps the female swimmer on the sand because she wants to look at the lifeguard and talk to him because she can look at his body. Okay, and
yeah, all right, I'm hearing you. And you, are you a lifeguard?
No, I do admire lifeguards, and it has been an ambition of mine. But I will say this, and I say this now, and I say this for your listening audience. If L.A. County does not go back to the Speedo, I am not going to apply for a lifeguard position with L.A. County.
And you are saying that you will not?
I will not, and there's at least two other guys I know who won't. Bruce Bay, who's a friend of mine, and also another guy that I know, Jim Baldwin.
And okay, you, Bruce Bay, and Jim Baldwin will not apply?
We will not apply, no. Many of the lifeguards at Zuma are familiar with me. I hang out there a lot. I'm at Zuma quite a bit, and they've seen me, and I do wear the Speedo.
And the lifeguards wear the Speedo?
Excuse me, Phil?
I mean the lifeguards out there?
Up until the Izod contract, yeah.
All right, and now this Speedo, I know what you're talking about, and I had you describe it. You really got to be in shape to wear it. It also is a distinctively, how do I put this delicately, European look.
Well, no, it's not. It's not. It's not. You know, okay.
Well, I don't see a lot of guys wearing it.
Because you don't see a lot of guys who have the shape to wear it. I do. Many of the lifeguards that work for LA County do. I will tell you this. The Speedo, Phil, keeps the female swimmer on the sand. She won't go into the ocean. She won't potentially drown. And then it will become work where once, not long ago, it was fun. We wear the Speedo to try to keep the women on the beach, and they won't drown. Otherwise, if they go out and drown, then it's hard work.
Okay, Chris, how old are you?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Okay. You want to be a lifeguard. I also know that you do some pharmaceutical sales.
I'm in telemarketing, yeah.
You're asking for the L.A. County lifeguards to wear Speedos instead of baggy Izod shorts because you're afraid that women will drown? Or
No. I'm saying because I think it's a look that we have. But, yeah, more women will drown if we don't wear Speedos.
And why?
Because
they'll stay on the beach and talk to the lifeguard.
That's correct.
I think you've got a big mountain to climb convincing L.A. County that they need to stay with the Speedo because if they do...
No, I don't think so. And I think, first of all, Phil, don't condescend to me, okay? And
I don't mean to do that, man. I'm sorry. If I gave that impression, I'm sorry. You know, I really am, man.
Okay, because it sounded to me like you were... thinking either I'm stupid or...
Well, you've got a very unusual look at things, okay?
I'll tell you, Phil, I'm smart enough to organize a protest to show unity with those lifeguards who still choose to wear the Speedo bikini trunk. Some of us do want to show off the package that God gave us. And
You want to show off your package in a Speedo swimsuit and also save women from drowning?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, I understand that. Because more women will stand there and talk to you so they can look at you as opposed to going into the ocean and drowning.
That's correct. And also, if they go into the ocean and get into trouble, then we have to go out and actually work. And I'm not saying I'm not willing to work, but I am saying it's more fun just to kick it up in the lifeguard stand and to stroll the sand, telling kids to knock it off and... You know, telling people to get off of private property and stuff.
Telling kids that I don't know. I got four kids.
Well, I'll tell you this. Four kids, Phil, died at Kent State.
Yeah.
Okay, to protest the murderous policies of the U.S. government in Cambodia, okay?
Okay.
We just don't want that to happen again. We don't want injustices like that to happen again.
All right, Chris Norton is with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and Chris is talking about L.A. County going from the Speedo to the Izod swimming trunk with their lifeguards. The Speedo is a tight-fitting. How did you describe it?
It's very aerodynamic. It's very form-fitting, and it's just a tight bikini Speedo trunk. It's very nice looking.
Okay, and you want them to wear that? And
yeah, we think the L.A. County lifeguard ought to wear that.
As opposed to the Izod trunk, which does get water in the pocket and could get sand in the pocket, could slow the lifeguard down. A lot of what you're talking about has less to do with saving lives than it does with sex. And
we in some feel it's all part of the same thing, okay? To be a lifeguard is to project a sexuality that L.A. is about, okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but if you got somebody out there who's drowning and needs your help, they're going to sure need you not projecting your sexuality.
I understand that, Phil. But they will drown less if they're on the sand checking out the nice body that I have, okay, and not out there drowning.
And you're pretty sure that if you slip into a Speedo as a lifeguard, women are going to stay on the sand to look at you and not go out into the ocean.
I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced of it. Can I give a phone number?
Go ahead.
If you want to join Speedo United, our number is 213-251-3189. That's 213-251-3189 to join Speedo United. And
okay, that's good. And I want to give out our talk show line, too.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. With us is Chris Norton. He's a telemarketer, lives in the South Bay. He is apparently he's upset that the Los Angeles County is going with a contract with Izod for swimwear for their lifeguards as opposed to Speedo. Speedo is that kind of like bun hugger bathing suit. Have you seen that thing? I see a lot of guys wearing it. I don't see a lot of guys wearing it, but the guys I see wearing it, I wouldn't get into one of those. Not because I don't think anybody else should, but I'd look like bad news. He thinks that the lifeguards should wear Speedos as opposed to Izod, which are the baggies. Because, and if I'm getting his reasoning right, if he's in a Speedo, more women will want to talk to him at the lifeguard stand and not go in the water, thus cutting down the chances of them drowning. So, just the mere fact that he's good-looking is going to keep women from dying. We'll be back to this very unusual young man in just a moment. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show, Arvitron rated number one, and just smoking, man. We just got the numbers, by the way, in from Atlanta, San Antonio, some of the markets, the larger markets that we're in. Fantastic, baby. Orlando, where, remember I was giving them all that bad news about having us on tape? I don't know. We went up to like an 18 share there or something. So I think it's time you guys put us on live. If you don't mind. Right now we have Chris Norton is with us. He is looking to save the Speedo bathing suit. The Los Angeles County lifeguards are going to go to an Izod suit. The Speedo is a suit that apparently Chris favors because, and you probably say it better than me, Chris, it is sexually...
I think it's for anybody that works on their body, it's a good suit to wear. But more importantly, I think the lifeguards... You know, guys that wear Izod, they got no package. And
you're talking about your body, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of the women like to talk to lifeguards, and it's going to blow the whole image of the L.A. County lifeguard. If you've ever seen the show Baywatch?
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, then you know what I'm talking about, because that's the whole image of what it is.
All right, here is Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, very good, sir.
Good, hi. I got a couple comments, and I don't mean to be ignorant on the subject, but my point is this. If statistics serve me correctly, isn't it basically that mostly children are the ones that drown and or surfers? If that's the case, then don't they mostly revolve around children and men? So, in other words...
Well, I think that's a good point.
They're going to be drowned anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
So what you said, Chris, was
and also, I'm sorry, Phil, I don't mean to interrupt you. My second point is this, before I forget it. It's that if you have women that are actually looking at the lifeguards, won't they get, like, all heated up and aggressive, if not, and won't they want to run into the water to cool off then?
Oh, so you're making fun of me?
No, not really, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
what
you're doing. You're making fun of me, man.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, you all heat it up and want to cool off. I mean, yeah, I work out. I work on my body, okay?
Right,
is that a crime?
A good-looking body or anything
okay.
like that.
Okay, and I wear a Speedo because that shows, you know, the butt cheeks and everything. I mean, stuff the chicks like to look at, okay?
Well, what's this got to do with being a lifeguard?
Okay, first of all, you have to command respect, just like a cop. A cop commands respect with his uniform. A lifeguard also commands respect with his uniform. People will see me coming off the lifeguard stand in a Speedo, and the last thing they're going to be thinking about is drowning.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't dare drown looking at you in your Speedo.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, I don't know if you guys want to be a smartass with me, that's fine, okay? Because I know what I'm about, all right? And I know what I believe in, okay? And
no, that's what you said. You said you'd be wearing your tight fitting Speedo, and people wouldn't drown.
I'm saying a cop demands respect with his gun. Hey, say what you want. I demand respect with my, quote, gun, end quote.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm not being a smartass whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I actually respect lifeguards a lot, and they don't need to command anything from me. Like, I automatically give it to them because what they even have
I'm
to do...
I'm mostly talking about a lot of the women.
...is respectable.
I'm just talking about a lot of the women.
But also, you gotta think about it like this. I don't care if you're nude. If you save my life from drowning, that's great. Like, I don't care what you're wearing. That's my point.
Okay, well, number one, the Izod suit has pockets in it. If you're swimming, it can slow you down because of the water that catches in it. And number two, You look really funky coming out of the water wearing that after you've saved some chick. See what I'm saying? Women know it.
It sounds to me. The one thing I'm getting confused about is that you keep mentioning your image and your image and your image. This isn't a bad...
Okay.
Look, four kids died at Kent State protesting murderous policies of the U.S. government in Cambodia. We of Speedos United don't want that to happen again. We don't want injustices like that to happen again. That's a press release that we've released to all the news organizations.
About what? About Kent State?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Thank you, sir, for your call. I don't know how it is that Kent State has anything to do with this.
We just don't want murderous policies to be part of, you know. That
who's getting murdered here, man?
A lot of people are going to drown, man, unless they see me and my package out there. And
well, you know something? I don't think so. I disagree.
Well, what's your qualifications? Okay.
Well, what are your qualifications?
Only that I do respect the lifeguards a lot.
I'm going to tell you something. I've seen Baywatch. I don't think that I've ever seen those guys wear a Speedo, per se.
Not Hasselhoff, but the other guys and the women.
Yeah, the women do.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, why don't you put on a bikini top, too? I mean...
Okay, I want to get something straight. Are you calling me fag? Because if you're...
I'm not calling you that at all. I'd rather you not use that word.
Well, that's what you're going at. You're calling me a fag.
I'm going to warn you again not to use that word.
Well, then what are you trying to do? Make me look stupid?
I'm just saying, man, you're the guy who is out there saying, hey, if I'm not in my Speedo, then chicks are going to be more inclined to go swimming because they can't see my package in my IZOD, and if they can't see my package in my IZOD, they're going to be out there swimming, they could drown. That last guy said mostly kids and surfers are the ones that are drowning.
And I said that if I'm in my Speedo, I command respect. And
you said that you command your respect with your gun, quote, end quote. I'm going to tell you this, Chris, and I mean this sincerely. I'm laying on the beach. I don't care if I can see your thing hanging out of that. I may go drown just because I can see it. You understand? And
well, you know, I don't think you better not be coming on. I mean, are you coming on to me or something?
What do you mean, am I coming on to you?
You're talking about my thing? I'll kick your ass.
Okay, pal, look, I'm trying to get this straight.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not a fag, and you don't have...
I'm not saying you ought to, I'm coming on to you.
Well...
But you're the guy walking down the beach in a Speedo. Speedos are a relic of the Euro-trash invasion of America of the 70s and 80s and 90s, all right? The Speedo has no place in our society anymore. The Speedo...
Well, I beg to differ. If you've seen me in a Speedo...
I don't care if I see you in a Speedo. Are you coming on to me?
No, I'm not coming on to you. I'm just saying that if you see me in one...
If I see you in one what?
You'd consider going that way. Because that's how good I am. That's how good-looking I am.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't wear a Speedo.
Why?
Because I may visit the beach there and come on to you. And then you'll have to kick my, quote, ass, as you said, end quote, after I see your, quote, gun, end quote.
I think a lot of you people in the media don't understand.
Look up, Chris, seriously.
Yeah?
I got your press release here. I heard what you said. Four kids died at Kent State protesting murderous American policies in Cambodia. Don't let it happen again. Keep the Speedo on L.A. County lifeguards. Is that basically what you want to say?
That's it.
Okay, I got all of that information. Do you want to give your phone number?
Yeah, it's 213-251-3189. 213-251-3189.
You can call up Speedos United and talk with Chris, and what? You're forming a protest of some kind?
We are, Phil. We're going to protest to show unity with those lifeguards who do still choose to wear the Speedo bikini trunk. Some of us do want to show off the package that God gave us, and so I hope that they'll come out and join us in our protest.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking with Chris Norton, who is with Speedos United, about keeping the Speedo on L.A. County lifeguards and not wearing those funky IZODs, especially after you save a woman from drowning. Guess what, man? You're going to look real strange walking out of the surf in an IZOD, in a pair of IZOD baggies. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You know, I was just thinking, a lot of guys talk about what kind of men they are, what kind of a woman guy are you, you know? I like a woman, some guys would say, I like a woman who's got a great chest, you know. And some guys would say that I like a woman who has great legs, nice rear end, a face, total package. I was sitting there thinking, I was just making some notes. One of the things that I think is essential, I'm sure you would all agree, is if you're like me at all, you want a woman who doesn't have a penis. That's, wouldn't you say that that's like right up there? And you never hear guys say that. You never hear guys say, I want a woman who doesn't have a penis. And I'm going to tell you something. It's always, I love a pretty face. I like her if she's got a big rack. I like those big racks. But I'll tell you this, what I like more in a woman is if she has a penis. I like that a lot. And I'll be outsiding not only racks, but you know what? If you've got a penis too, I'll sign that. This coming Saturday, I've got a big remote broadcast. All she-males, come on out and help me sign your penis. All right, we probably hit that word a little bit too much because the nerve endings begin to fray. And even though this is the year 2000 and, you know, rock and roll's been around for 45 years, people are still nervous. And you know what? We don't need that kind of material on this show anyway. But I am, seriously, I'm the kind of guy, I got to have a woman who, you know, Jesus, I got to tell you, if my wife ever grew a penis, I'd divorce her. No, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't, I'd stop having relations with her, that's for sure. I mean, you just got to, somewhere you got to draw the line. We have become emasculated, we have become trod on, we have become a generation of men not even cognizant of ourselves anymore. We don't know whether we ought to be sensitive, we don't know whether we ought to be more aggressive. Suddenly women tell us that they like sensitive. No, wait a second, 10 years later now they say, oh, they want the he-man, now they want a guy who's aggressive. They don't want to be raped, but they like a kind of a rough sexual play. They don't want a lot of aggressiveness, but they like a guy who can play. They act like he's the Maytag man who came to repair the washing machine and, ooh, don't you look good in your pajamas? You know, that kind of a thing. So we don't know where we are one day to the next. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm drawing the line at women with penises. Because if the day ever comes where you guys suddenly, they publish a big article in Red Book, the new female, she has a penis, and you guys better get on board. Well, guess what? I quit. You wake up in the morning, she turns to you and she says, sorry, honey, I grew a sprout. I'm going to tell you, it's just not going to work. Now, poor Gerald Ford, we saw him during the convention. I wanted to make this comment. He's the former president of the United States, 87 years of age. He had two strokes. I'm going to tell you something right now. I think the guy is a marvel of modern science. I think that he was a former football player. We know that about the former president. He was also commissioned aboard an aircraft carrier during World War II. So the guy's butch. The guy's seen it. He's been in war. He's been in the army. You know, he's been in the World War II. He was in college. He played football. He became a congressman. He's done a lot of things. Very steady guy. Now the guy's 87 and has two strokes and walked himself into the hospital carrying his briefcase. This guy is fantastic and he's tough. In fact, they had to replay it over and over and over again on CNN, Gerald Ford's stroke, because nobody could notice it. Nobody was sure that he had a stroke. So like that time they replayed Joe Theismann's busted leg over and over again on Monday Night Football, they had to replay Gerald Ford's stroke over and over again because they wasn't sure whether he had a stroke or not. The doctors didn't know. They thought the guy had a stuffy nose. They thought that Gerald Ford had a sinus problem. No, you know what? Was it that? Was it the sinus? No. You know what, Bob? Pretty good. You've been, 6 weeks out of medical school, huh? Yeah. We figure it was bad sinuses. We sent him home with some draining stuff, you know? What's the crap you put up the nose? I don't even know what the hell it's called, huh? I wrote the prescription. What is that crap you put up there? What is it? Nasonex? What's the crap they used to spray in your nose? Sign something. Antihistamine. We sent him home with that. Yeah, that's good. Not a bad move. But it turns out, well, what was it? It was a stroke, okay? So while I was close, yes, you were just that close. You gave the guy a prescription for Nasonex when he probably could have used some blood thinning. But what the hell? I thought it was either a stroke or too much wax in his ears. I'll have to hit a medical journal. Yeah, you do that. By the way, they were defending his treatment. They were defending the treatment there on whatever the hell it was, the radio, and they were saying, well, the doctors, we gave him every kind of thing. You went from a stuffed up nose to a stroke, right? Yeah, that's textbook. Oh, it's textbook. All right. Sure. What are you calling me, a bad doctor? No, I wouldn't dare. Don't get in my face, okay? Okay. That sounds great to me. And you know as well as I do that if you had a doctor, you walk into his office and you're like, you know, like one eye is blacked out or something, and he tells you to go home, you got wax in your ear, and then, oh, I'm sorry, we just found a blood clot in your brain. Oh, okay, doc, you're going to be giving him your money next Christmas. Anyway, look, and I'm not faulting those doctors. They know what the hell they're doing. Seriously, but Ford looked fantastic for a guy who just had two strokes, is all I'm trying to say. Because when he was on TV, I said to Mike and the rest of the guys, I said, look at this guy. He looks fantastic. He's 87. He looks big. He looks powerful. Yeah, he looks old, and he looks tired. He looked tired to me. I just never knew the first symptom of a stroke was a runny nose. But the thing that I resent is the showing the over and over. Here he is here. Now listen to this. Well, I was thinking that I'll be, but see the slurring? You see that? See, ha, 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 see. Whatever. Once again, Democrat, but that's okay. By the way, I wasn't supposed to be talking to the guy who built our pool today, and I did, and I made a big mistake, and my wife was upstairs screaming at me because she took over the entire pool operation at our house. My wife, Maria, has taken over overseeing the entire operation. She has withdrawn it from me. She is looking over the whole thing. She's going to pay him when she's going to pay him. She's going to pay him when the work gets done, when the project is done, and that's just the way it's going to do. And I made the big mistake today when our contractor came up and he said, I need another payment, Phil, because we have this, this, and this. And I said, yes, sir. And I wrote out the check and I gave it to my wife. I said, what did you do? What did you do, you idiot? As she laid there with her leg all wrapped up on some pillows, she looked like that guy with gout in that Laurel and Hardy movie that I can't remember right now. She said, what are you trying to do? Like Henry VIII. I said, I don't know what to do, honey. So I got chastised. So in other words, I'm like this dumb little kid who blew it. And so she had to call the guy back and say, you know, my husband is, he's not quite, you know, he's not all growed up yet. Could you bring the check back?
Oh, did he not?
Yes. Did you ever go to the store and buy something and your mother made you take it back because it was idiotic? This is what happened today to me. Could we have our check back? It was Phil that wrote it, right? Yes, it was. Yeah, okay. Oh, yes, you're right. I understand. Yes, Mrs. Hendry, I understand. Your husband wrote the check. I'm bringing it. In fact, I'm tearing it up right now. I should have known not to accept a check from that idiot, your husband. Yes, you understand. He's a great guy. Oh, he's a great guy. Love Phil. Love his show. Saw the thing in the Daily News about him. It's fantastic. But you're right. Yeah, bring the check back, okay?
In other words, you don't have the funds to cover it.
No. Well, I don't know what they're bothering. I wrote the guy a check for $100 million, and suddenly she's saying that I can't do it. What the hell's the problem? You know, see, in our family, I'm the knucklehead. I'm the artist. I'm not saying that's what I really am, but that's how I'm perceived. And if you're an artist, you're perceived to be just a step up from a kid with Down syndrome. You know, you're just, you can't be trusted. They got to take you by the hand and put you on a city bus. Can you take him across town to the radio station?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
You sit down here. They're talking like I'm deaf. If you're retarded, if you're old, it doesn't matter. You're deaf, you know. For instance, if you're retarded, do you like candy?
Mm-hmm.
So when Marvin Bush is on Larry King tonight, Marvin got on there. They go, hi, Marvin. How are you, honey?
We're here with President Bush, and we're here with Jeb Bush and George Bush.
And Marvin, how are you? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the number one rated Phil Hendry Show. And we thank you. We thank you very dearly for making us that. I'm going to go see Jethro Tull at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza on September the 16th. And so we're going to close our show this evening with one of their better-known tracks, and one when they were all like 20, and now what's Tull, like 58 or something, and Ian Anderson doesn't even wear those tights anymore. It's pretty sad, but we love them. And we'll go out and see them there at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, September the 16th, as they continue their worldwide tour, playing places like, you know, the Bingo House there on the Vegas Strip. They used to play big arenas, and now they're like, they're too little 2,000-seater on Thousand Oaks. It's a great theater, though. And we got front row center, third row, so it's going to be a beautiful thing. Now, groups planning to demonstrate during the Democratic National Convention expressed concern that the LAPD will not guarantee that tear gas won't be used on nonviolent protesters. Lisa Fithian, she is with D2KLA, said that the LAPD has not ruled out using pepper spray, rubber bullets, or beanbags on peaceful demonstrators, reported a news service. There have been two negotiated meetings between D2K and the LAPD. A strong concern about the use of chemical weapons is that certain people are more susceptible to long-term harm and possible death from exposure. I'm so sorry, but all of a sudden I was overcome with the need for Lisa Fithian, not anybody else, but for her to be pepper sprayed straight in the eyes and be the first one to get it when they open the convention. No one else. But just all of a sudden, when I heard that Lisa Fithian was quoted and Lisa's concerned about the long-term harm, I hope, Lisa, that you walk smack dab into a copper carrying an industrial-sized janitor and a drum-sized can of pepper spray just mixed with a little mace right in the eyes. As John Garfield said in some war movie, and I can't remember what it's called. Get him in the eyes! Lisa, not only that, but I hope while you have your mouth open, running your yap about how you have rights, that during a particularly extended vowel segment of a word, the cop jams the spray into your mouth, too. And just as you close it, to make a point, you close it right on the plunger that releases even more spray and mace directly into your lungs. Now, that'd make my day! Am I a Nazi? No. Am I a Republican? No. I'm a Democrat. I'm a social Democrat. I'm a liberal socialist stinking Democrat. And even I hope you get maced almost to death. What's wrong? What's happened? What has happened to this country that a Democrat like me, a liberal Democrat like me, a George McGovern, Eugene McCarthy, Bill Clinton Democrat like me, hopes that Lisa Fithian chokes on pepper spray when she gets to the convention and is in intensive care for weeks? Do I wish death? I don't know. I'll reserve judgment. What do you mean you're going to come there, protest, and you hope they don't use tear gas? Get up and go home and turn on the TV then. Because some people have lumped, I got a long-term, you know what happens to me, man? When I get shot, I bleed. Somehow I got some long-term effect from that. I don't know what that is. Because somebody looking at that, I'd like the cops to guarantee if I rob a freaking bank, man, I don't get shot. Especially if I shoot back at them. Because I got long-term health effects. She's talking about nonviolent protesters. So in other words, if a guy sticks his ass on the ground, parks it right there, and decides he's going to, handcuff himself to a fence, they don't want them to use any pepper spray on that guy. They want him to come in with bolt cutters and lift him up and carrying him out of there. I guess that's, it's reasonable. But if I'm a cop and I'm looking at the end of my shift and, I'd like to go home and maybe catch a little bit of the ball game, guess what? Pepper spray comes in pretty handy. You're going to have to bolt cut me and then carry me. No, you know what? See this? That'll taste fine. It's quick. It's easy. No fuss. No muss. Pepper spray. New from LAPD. Okay, so I hope you all die. If all of you guys coming out to L.A. to protest, I hope you all freaking die. All right? Have fun in the city of fun and sun, the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles. Protest, make sure it's nonviolent. I still hope somebody runs you over. I'm only kidding. I'm Phil Hendry.
Nothing is easy, the time gets you worried, my friend, it's okay. Just take your life easy and stop all that.
Phil Hendry.
When tension starts mounting and you've lost count of the pennies you missed.
Yeah.
Just try hard and see why they're not worrying me. They're
demon.
Did you want to have a frosty one?
Watching television right now, turn on CNN right now. Oh, there it is. They've got the farm shot. George Bush on the farm in a swinging chair. You got to see this. He's saying, so who knows what it is. I was grown, I was raised. He might even be talking about like he has raging pancreatic cancer or a hernia. Oh, there's George and there's Barbara. But he's in a swinging chair on the farm. He's elected. He's president. Barbara's eyes have gone back into her skull a little bit, and I think it's ever since George left the White House, she isn't so surprised to see him as president anymore. So her eyeballs have sunk back into her head. The only reason why they were bugging out of her head all that, she's looking at this guy that she married, the guy who ditched an airplane and couldn't find his way into the ass end of a submarine, is suddenly president?
So I it, it, it.